Can you imagine needing to ask Mike Pearl for his daughter's hand? Mike shares the stories.
My daughters are treasures, you know, they're special. They're pearls. And we put an awful lot into them. You know, it's surely not right. You give birth to a kid, got your name, and you put in 20 years of money and training, and then just give them away. Just, boop, they're gone. They change their name even. And they're gone. And some fella that you didn't have anything to do with is suddenly her boss. And you're not. I mean, you just gave her away. If you built a house from the ground up, and you worked 20 years on it, and you put money into it and all that, and then just say, okay, it's yours. Take it. And that's what it is to give girls up. It's not so bad with the fellas. My boys are still pearls and they live around there. But the girls, my daughter Rebecca, she married a guy off to New Mexico. She goes. She's gone. Gabe Annis came around asking about Rebecca before he ever met her. And I kept him there at the house and worked him about 6 months. He still hadn't met her. And she was in Israel, living in Israel, ministering. And so I got to know him and I liked him. He's a fine fella, but he seemed to be too dreamy. Didn't have his feet on the ground enough. Just too many ideas with enough actually doing something. And so she came back and they met and she liked him. And I didn't know that, think she would. He was just different from us, the pearls there. And she liked him. He's a geek. He's a computer geek. And he's pretty scientific minded. Got a lot of crazy ideas and stuff. Yeah, he's the one that developed the idea of command man, visionary, and the steady man. And so she wanted to marry him. I said, fine. She married him, and they're still poor as church mice. He still can't do anything to make a lot of money. He got one scheme going and lost a lot of money for everybody who bought into it, you know, and some kind about the, I don't know what it was. And then my daughter, Shalom, we had a bunch of guys hanging around, and Shalom is the sweetest, most hard-working, most cheerful, dedicated, reliable person on the face of the earth. She's the steady woman. 31 offers. And we had guys wanting to marry her one after the other. They wanted Shalom. She's the most popular daughter we had. And they come up to me and say, I'd like to marry your daughter. I said, when's the last time you did pornography? I quit 2 weeks ago. Forget it. I'd like to marry your daughter. You're virgin? Well, yeah, sort of. Tell me about it. No, get lost. They come up to me and say, I'd like to marry your daughter. I said, what are you doing for a living? Well, my daddy, I'm living home. I'm living home there, and I'm 21 years old, and I plan on... No, get on. I've got to go and get out of here. And there was some handsome guys, some big guys, you know, and so forth. And finally, this fella comes up to me. And he says, I'd like to talk to you about Shalom. I asked him some questions, and I answered all of them well. The guy was working good, working hard. Told me making a lot of money. Wasn't making that much. And good family, good attitude. And I went to my boys and I said, what about this fella? What do you think about him? And they said, oh, I've been around and I went overseas with him somewhere.
Thailand.
Went to Thailand with him. Said, he's solid. Said, he's got real character and so forth. I asked Nathan, yeah, and I asked mother, daughter, you know, they'd been around him some for a year or something. He didn't live where we did, lived an hour away. And he'd been to some of our Bible studies and been to play volleyball with them, different things like that, gone mud and caving and what all. And he drove race cars and four-wheel driver and motorbikes and repaired them and things like that. Just a really go-getter outdoorsman with a lot of aggression for a guy his size. So I hope he's not in here. So I said to him, well, it's up to her, whatever she says. And so she said, Daddy, he wants to take me out to get some ice cream. Is that okay? I said, yeah. 24 hours later, they came back and said, we want to get married. I said, you do? She said, yeah. I said, next week? She said, no, we're going to wait, what, 2 months or something? 3 months, something like that? 2 or 3 months. They waited 2 or 3 months and they got married. And, huh? They're both 5'6". They're both 5'6". And so he lives a couple, they live a couple miles from us, and he works around there a lot, around the place, and helps us out a lot. And when we go on seminars, he does the driving. He's an excellent driver. And I've never trusted anybody to drive but me, but I trust him. So I'll sit there and relax. He does the driving. He does the organization of everything. They count the books we take in. They do the selling. They keep up with all the money. They run the errands for us. And then when we get back, they unload everything and organize it and count it and keep the receipts. And do a very excellent job. And they're just both as happy as they can be. And they've given me a very cute little grandbaby girl. And so I'm really thankful for Justin and Shalom and their relationship. And so he's part of the family now. And then there was Shoshana. Shoshana was the last one to get married. And, you know, not very many asked for Shoshana. They didn't. You know why? Because I tried to teach both the girls to be tough. And it took with Shoshana. It deadened with Shalom. And Shoshana was particularly gifted physically. She could play volleyball better than any of the other guys, you know. And she got invited to play professionally and join Olympic team, stuff like that. I mean, she's really good. She'll jump up and cram that volleyball right down your throat. I've gone to some tournaments she played in and watched her, and I can't believe anybody can move the way she can move and do what she can do with the volleyball. That's before she got a big belly, of course. She's got the same confidence that I do and aggression, and she'll just tell you off real quick. She'll just straighten you out. And she's got an opinion. It's the right one. And she's ready to offer it to anybody that doesn't want to hear it. And guys would come around and she'd just humiliate them. She just made them feel inferior. And so they just didn't want to tackle her or anything to do with her, you know. We just didn't have the guys coming after Shoshana like they did Shalom. A few did, but not many. And I ran a couple of them off by asking them the right questions and them giving the wrong answers. And so finally, a fella came along that she chose, and he would not have been the one that I would have chosen. He just didn't seem to be as developed yet as a man as what I would have chosen. But she liked him, and so I said, okay, check that, okay, that's what you want. And they got married, and he is growing, and they're growing together, and he is able to manage her. He is able to control her instead of her controlling him. And she somehow is just enamored with him and delighted with him and thinks he's so wonderful that she just is willing to submit to him. And they put something together I could never have put together or created.
Thanks for listening. We hope this helps or encourages you in some way today. As always, remember to check out our ever-changing specials.